This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kava tereri tinosangana zvakare manera nasi uri musi wemuvhuro chikunguru 11 2016. Makateerera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ini ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC ndichiti ezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Well, dare raita zvandofunga zviri fair and ndifunga kuti tinenyaya kuve nedambudziko nazvo. Kunyange zvedu taifungidzira zvakatingo zvatongwa nedare, tinozvigamuchira.
Nhengo yeZANU-PF vamunyaradzi kereke vanobatwa nemhosva yekubata chibharo. Pastor Ivan Mawarire nevetajamuka vodaidzira kumwe kuratidzira nemusi wechitatu nechina, apo vakawanda vari kunyunyuta nevhidhiyo yemapurisa achirova vanhu vari muusungwa nemboma. Hurumende inoramba kuzivisa vashandi vayo kuti ichavabhadhara riini mwedzi uno. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dziri dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Nhengo yeZANU-PF inomirira Bikita West muparamende vamunyaradzi kereke nhasi vabatwa nemhosva yekubata chibharo vakatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore gumi. Mutoro wedu wenhau Thomas Chiripasi anotipa nyaya iyi.
Mutongi wedare ra Major Street vanoumpeiwa vabata vakereke nemhosva yekubata mwana wehama yavo ari pasi pemakore gumi nemasere chibharo, vachimutyisidzira nepfuti makore matanhatu adarika. Asi imwe nyaya yekubhinya yanga ichipomerwa vakereke yaraswa mushure mekunge dare risina kugutsikana neumbo hwakatorwa kudare pakutongwa kwenyaya iyi. Vampeiwa vati kunyange hazvo vakereke vaishandisa muchuchisi mukuru wehurumende vaJohannes Domana, avo vakambomiswa basa vachipomerwa mhosva yekushandisa masimba avo zvisiri zvavari pabasa kuti vavhariridze nyaya iyi sezvataurwa nemuchuchisi akazvimirira panyaya iyi, vachauswarara sezvo vachiti munhu wese anogona kuita zvinhu zvokuti apukunyuke panyaya yaanenge akatarisana nayo. Vakereke vanga vatongerwa kugara mujeri kwemakore gumi nemana, asi mutongi wedare azovabvisira makore mana vachiti akandeke kutanga kupara mhosva. Mutongi atiwo anzwira vakereke tsitsi sezvo vari munhu ane vakadzi vatatu nevana gumi nevanomwe, uye vari zvakare munhu akamboshandira hurumende sachipangamazano wagavhuna webhanga guru renyika reReserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Vawarara vati vafara nemutongo waturwa nedare.
Well, dare raita zvandofunga zviri fair and ndifunga kuti tinenyaya kuve nedambudziko nazvo. Kunyange zvedu taifungidzira zvakatingo zvatongwa nedare, tinozvigamuchira.
Kubatwa kwaitwa vakereke nemhosva kunoreva kuti kuBikita West kwave kufanirwa kuita sarudzo dzechipiri dzekutsvaga anomirira nzvimbo iyi mudare reparamende. Mune imwewo nyaya yanga iri mumatare, mutauriri weboka revechidiki riri kuzvidaidza kuti Tajamuka, vapromisi mukwananzi avo vari kupomerwa mhosva yekupwanya zvinhu muchitoro chemutevedzeri wemutungamiriri wenyika vapelekezela mupoko chechopis chiri pakati pedhorobha muHarare, vapiwa mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso. Hurumende inoti vamukwananzi ndeumwewo avo vakaratidzira pamberi pechitoro chavamupoko, vachiti chitoro ichi chinofanira kupiswa pamusana pekuti vamupoko vari kuramba kubuda muhotera mavagara kwemakore anoda kusvika kumaviri vachishandisa mari yehurumende. Gweta ravamukwananzi vatrust mahanda avo vanoshanda nesangano remagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu reZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights vatsinhira zvaturwa nemutongi wedare vatendai mawe.
Saidi ndizo kuti patashwa kudare vamahwe ndo mutongo wemosha vauya kudare muperiki wemosha anozvitosekita ndobvadaidza mupurisa angachifefeta nyaya iyoyi ndapi kumbo kuti sei vai vachiramba kuti vamukwananzi vaende kuvapiwa bail saka vauya vakapawa kumbo hwavo asi mutongo wemosha ati hapana chikonzero chinogamuchirika chinomanikidzira kuti vamukwananzi vanyimwe bail saka vapiwa bail. Zvanzi vabata madhora mazana matatu kuAmerica vazvipereke kumapurisa musi wechishanu wega wega kulaw and order uyezve kuti varambe vachigara paadresi yavakapa uye kuti varege kuzovhiringidza vafakazi panyaya iyoyo.
Mune imwe nyaya yanga iri mumatare zvakare, sachigaro webato idzva reVIVA Zimbabwe vaS Lumumba vapihwawo mukana wekubhadhara mari yechibatiso panyaya yavari kupomerwa yekubika mapepa emotokari yavanonzi vakatengesa. VaLumumba vanzi vabhadhare mazana matatu emadhora semari yechibatiso. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Thomas Chiripasi.
Imwe mhuri yekuulawayo iri mukuchema zvitevera kushaya kwemwana wayo ane gore rimwe chete rekuberekwa mushure mekukandirwa hutsi unokachidza kana kuti tie gasi nemapurisa nechitatu svondo rapera. Kupa kwashe Mutasa akashayika nechina svondo rapfuura uye akavigwa nezuro kumarinda eLuveve. Baba vake vaDeft Mutasa vanoti mapurisa akauya kwavanogara kuvurombo flats vachirova vanhu uye kukanda tie gasi vachiti sei vanga vachiratidzira. Vanoti mushure mekukandirwa tie gasi iyi vakakumbira mapurisa kuti vamhanyise mwana wavo kuchipatara sezvo akanga akachidzwa asi mapurisa haana kuteerera. Vanoti vakazowana mukana wekuenda kuchipatara nemwana nemusi wechina asi akazoshaya vari munzira. Ngatinzwei vaMutasa vachitaura muhurukuro yavaita nanhutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7.
Nokudaro vakazouya vachikanda matie canisters mukati menzvimbo yatinogara vachikandira panze pamwe chete nokupinda mukati mumacorridors kubva pana ground floor kusvika kuthird floor mumafleti ose vachivaida munhu wose kuti abude panze door to door. Kune vavanga vazvevharira mumba vasingadi mhirizhonga ndopavakaita zano rwokukanda macanisters kutaura kuno pamusiwo pangu patori nemamati ekanisa rakakandwa the biggest kanisa retigasi ravanoshandisa rerayo rakakandirwa pamusiyo ndo rakanyanya kukanganisa mwana zvokuti pandakazobuda naye chero nini wacho ndakakanganiswa naro. Kutaura pari zvino vanhu vazhinji vakakanganiswa. Kutaura pari zvino pane mumwe muvakidzani watinaye kakare atori mukati mechipatara aenda nemwana akakanganiswa zvinaro.
Pane zvamungada kutaurira mapurisa here vaMutasa nechiitiko ichi?
Mapurisa pari zvino ndinoakuti hapana betsero yavangandipa sezvo zviri zvinhu zvavangoitwa nemapurisa savati hapana ruyamuriro rwavangandipa panguva yazvino nekuda kwezvakaitika.
Mambotaurisana here nemagweta anorwira kodzero dzevanhu nenyaya iyi?
Pari zvino hapana kuti hapana pandoziva kuti ndingatangira papi uyezve vangandibatsira sei. Ezve handitarisiri kuti nhau yacho ndingaswera ndichiendesa mberi ndichienderera mberi nayo nokuti ndakatongorasikirwa. Vatongopfuura zvakadaro.
Pane zvamungada kutaura here nekushungurudzwa kwenyu nemapurisa kwapa kuti mwana wenyu ashaike?
Ndingori nacho ndorwadziva nezvavandiitira nekuti vakangondikananisa ndisina mhosva.
VaDeft Mutasa mugaro wemubulawayo vakashayikirwa nemwana mushure mekukandirwa hutsi hunokachidza kana kuti tie gasi nemapurisa svondo rapfuura vari parunhare nanhutungamiri Nkomo weStudio 7. Zvichakadaro vanhu vari kunyunyuta zvakanyanya nenyaya yavanoti yekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu nemapurisa mukuratidzira kwakaitwa munyika nevanhu nemusi wechitatu svondo rapfuura. Pavhidhiyo iri kutenderera iri mumaoko eStudio 7, mapurisa anobuda achirova vanhu vari muusungwa, madzimai nevana vachichema.
Ndiyo yangachida kuningirikina kapapa. Ndiyo yangachida kuchema munhu paya. Kuyareka chepo parapa. Ambe varoita zvokutamba ava. Ya.
Jema kuna basa.
Mudza ine kuba kugadzwa kwa anomurayo.
Aya simba.
Ayo mazwi emapurisa pamwe nevanhu vari kuchema vari kushungurudzwa vari muvhidhiyo iri kuburiswa mapurisa achirova vanhu ava. Tichiri panyaya iyi, bato reMDCT rinoti mukuru wemapurisa Commissioner General Augustine Chiuri vanofanirwa kusiya basa senzira yekuratidza kunyara kwavo nezvakaitwa nemapurisa zvekushungurudza vanhu panguva yekuratidzira pamwe nekuramwa mabasa kwakaitika svondo rapera. Mutauriri weMDCT Vaobert Gutu vanoti sebato vanoshora zvikuru kurohwa, kutochwa pamwe nekutyorwa kwekodzero dzevanhu kwakaitwa nemapurisa panguva iyi, izvo zviri kuburitswa mumadande mutande neveruzhinji. Vagutu vanoti nhengo dzebato ravo dzeparamende dzichakwidza nyaya iyi mumatare eparamende nesenate, uye vachiuri nehumwe hutekwa tekwa hwemuchipurisa hunofanirwa kumiswa pamberi pekomiti dzeparamende inoona nezvemukati menyika kuti vatsanangure kuti sei mapurisa akatora matanho ekushungurudza vanhu. Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi remapurisa panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita navagutu pamusoro penyaya iyi.
Kunyunyuta kwatiri kuita isu sebato ravanhu reMDC, kunyunyuta maererano nenyaya yevutsinye hwakaitwa nemapurisa pavakasunga vamwe vanhu, ndofunga vaya vanoona pazvivhitivhiti pamafoni nepamwe pakadaro yakunzi social media mazuvano, panotova nemavhidhiyo akafamba achiri kutofamba nanhasi anotaridza mapurisa vachirova vanhu zvokurova zviya izvi. Kuuyawo mifananidzo mapikicha anotaridza mumwe mupurisa akatotsika munhu pahuro kudai apa akabata pfuti AK-47 assault rifle, vamwewo vachionekwa vachirova vanhu vachivajambisa mawall majurawall nemafenzi vachiita jamba mafenzi. Saka patiri kuti zvino kuneyo vakatikure isesu tobva tafunga vutsinye hwaiitwa nemapurisa mazuva aIan Smith. Tiri kuziva kuti ndoutsinye hwaiitwa nemapurisa kunyanyanyanya kana vachidhira nenyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika kana vanhu vaitaridzira. Toona apa zvangotaridza kuti mapurisa havana hanya nekodzero dzavanhu.
Saka imi sebato zvii zvamuri kukurudzira mune matanho amuri kutora?
Rokutanga danho guru jonga ratiri kuita nderekuti nhengo dzedu dzeparamend National Assembly tichibatanidza nesenate, toda kuti nyaya iyi vatoudzwa kare kuti inofanirwa kunge ichiongororwa chimbi chimbi neparliamentary portfolio committee yezvehome affairs iyo inova mumba yenational assembly, mumba yesenate kana kuti upper house, vamaanoita upper house. Kune yatinotiyo thematic committee on human rights, yovonavo kuti voita chimbi chimbi kuongorora nyaya iyi.
Avanga vari mutauriri weMDCT Vaobert Gutu vari parunare muHarare neStudio 7. Zvichakadaro, gurukota rezvekudzivirirwa kwemukati menyika vaIgnatius Chombo vaudza Studio 7 kuti vari kuferefeta nyaya dzose idzi, asi vaudzawo Blessing Zulu weStudio 7 kuti vanhu havafanirwo kungoratidzira vasina mvumo.
Mapurisa anoda vanhu vanotevedzera mutemo wenyika, ndo basa ravo make sure kuti hapana anotyora mutemo. So ndo basa remapurisa. Saka mapurisa ari kuti kana wazofunga kuitawo zvako zvekutyora mutemo wega ivo havana option kunze kwekusunga
asi panga paine imwe video iri kutenderirawo vachombo vanhu vachirwa nemapurisa vari muhusungwa muri kuferefeta here nyaya tiri kunzwawo kuti kumwe kubulawayo kune mwana akafa netie gas iri kunzi yanga yakandwa mumba mambonzwawo here nezvenyaya
gurukotaro zvekudzivirwa kwemukati menyika vaignatius chombo vachitaura parunare nablessing zulu westudio 7 vanotungamira kurudziro yeThis Flag vanosanganisira Pastor Ivan Mawarire vanoti hurumende haisati yagadzirisa zvinhu kubva pakuratidzira kwakaitika svondo rapfuura naizvozvo vanoti veruzhinji vagare mudzimba dzavo nechitatu nemusi wechina sezvakaitika svondo rapfuura ngatinzwei mashoko avaisa paFacebook yavo vachikurudzira kurangwa mabasa uku
maona video iri kutenderera yemapurisa achirova vanhu sechizvarwa cheZimbabwe ruzhinji rweZimbabwe povo yeZimbabwe taramba we refuse to live in a Zimbabwe like that hatingagare munyika yakadaro hazviti hakuna nyika inorohwa munhu in that fashion by a police mapurisa munofanira kunge muchitichengeta asitarisai muone zvamuri kutiita it's not fair and it's not right hatingasiye zvakadaro pamusoro paizvozvo nekuda kwekutadza kwenyu kuti mutipindure sevanhu pane zvinhu zvatiri kukukumbirai on Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of July we are shutting Zimbabwe down again tiri kuvhara zvekare hatingarambe tichiitirwa zvatiri kuitirwa munyika munomu toramba takanyarara kwete makombi mafesa angu kumakombi varai musi weWednesday nemusi weThursday ngativharei kumabusiness vana ngavasaende kuchikoro zvinoda kuti inini newe tisumuke titaure ngativharei mavenders vanotengesa zvinhu mumarodhi musaende because tisi tiri kubatwa rafu inini newe tisi tiri kuwanzirwa inini newe tikasasimuka hapana chinochinja munyika munomu ndinzwei ipapo 13 and 14 citizens join me let's make history and make this government change mwari vakuitirei zvakanaka pray for Zimbabwe
Pastor Ivan Mawarire vanove mutungamiri weThis Flag Dare rabvuma kuti vamwe vanhu vakasungwa mushure memhirizhonga yakaitika muguta rebulawayo svondo rapera vabhadhare mari yechibatiso ukuwo mapurisa achinzi ari kuramba achisunga vanhu pamusoro pemhirizhonga iyi mutoro wedu wenhautaura ishava anotipa nyaya inotevera
Vatanaka Muganyi, rimwe remagweta ari kumirira vamwe vanhu makumi masere nevashanu vakasungwa mumhirizhonga yesvondo rapera vaudza Studio 7 kuti vanhu ava vanzi vabhadhare mari yechibatiso inosvika madhora makumi masere pamunhu wega wega.
Vapiwa bill $80, vese vari 85.
Vamuganyi vati vasati vabvazera vakasungwa nevamwe ava vaisafanirwa kuve vagariswa muchitokisi pamwe chete nevanhu vakuru vakatiwo shuviro yavo ndeyekuti mapurisa azive zvizere kodzero dzevanhu dziri pasi pebumbiro remitemo yenyika kune vamwe vanhu makumi maviri nevaviri vakamiswa pamberi pedare nemusi wemugovera vachipomerwa mhosva imwe chete yekuita mhirizhonga pavanhu ava painge pane vasati vabvazera gumi nevashanu Amai Patience Moyo, avo vanoshanda neJustice for Children Trust, vaudza Studio 7 kuti pasi pemitemo yenyika, vasati vabvazera vanenge vasungwa, vanofanirwa kuchengetedzwa mumaoko evabereki vavo.
Mutemo wedu wakajeka panyaya yekuti mwana akasungwa tinenge chitarisa musikana kana mukomana ari pasi pemakore 18. Haafanire kutogariswa mujere.
Vanoziva zviri kuitika vanoti vanhu vachiri kuramba vachisungwa vachiunzwa kumatare mubulawayo pamusoro pekuratidzira kwevhiki rapera mune imwewo nyaya mutevedzeri wemutungamiriri webato reMDCT muzvare tokozani kupe vanoti madzimai ebato ravo achatanga kuratidzira kusafara kwavo nekutambudzika kweveruzhinji munyika pasi pechirongwa chinonzi rovai mapoto Muzvare kupe vaudza Studio 7 parunare kuti kuratidzira uku kuchatanga kuitwa nemusi wemugovera muguta rebulawayo kwozoitwa zvemuguta guru reHarare muvhiki rinotevera.
Ndinofunga kuti munoziva kuti kana nzara yabaya inobaya zvakanyanyisa kumadzimai. Kana vana vene nzara kana vechichema havati baba baba vanoti amai amai. Zara yapinda mudzimba dzevanhu muZimbabwe. Saka madzimai ari kuti iwo izozi mapoto atinawo kumba haachabiki chinhu nekuti kuti hakuna chikafu.
Varamba omashoko ehurumende ekuti pane vekunzi vari kupesvedzera vanhu munyika kuti varatidzire. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muBulawayo, ndini Taurai Shava.
Hurumende inonzi haina kupa vashandi vayo mazuva avachawana mihoro yavo yemwedzi wachikunguru sezvanga zvakatarisirwa kumusangano waitwa nhasi pakati pesangano rinomirira vashandi reApex Council nevamiriri vehurumende. Asi sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vanoti hurumende yavavimbisa kuti ichadzoka kwavari nechishanu ichizovapa mhinduro. Vanotiwo sevamiriri vevashandi vakurudzirawo hurumende kuti iswededze mazuva ekuti vamwe vashandi vehurumende vose vasati vatambira mihoro yavo yachikumi vatambiriswe mari dzavo kubva kumusi wa14 mwedzi uno kudzoka kumangwana kana kuswera mangwana, asi zvinonzi hurumende haina zvakare kuzvisungirira panyaya iyi. Ngatinzwei hurukuro yataita nhama yaAlexander.
Hurumende ngaikati tive kumusangano vatiudze kuti vasvika papi nenyaya yemasalari avazivisi vashandi vati vawana mari dzavo. Manesi akawana mari, maticha akawana mari, rest of the civil service haisati yawana mari, uye nemapensioners havasati awana mari. Saka vatiudza vachitiudzawo officially kuti vakabhadhara manesi nematicha, vakati rest of the civil service nemapensioners madesi aramba akadaro ari 40 musi wa14 nemusi wa19. Saka isusu tazviramba izvozvo tikati aiwazvi. Vana vanoda kubatwa zvakafanana. Kana vamwe makakwanisa kuti matora madhesi anga ari kure maaisa pedyo vakwanisa kuwana mari, ko ava vamwe munoti vanoonekwawo nani? Saka tataura nehurumende tikati aiwa vanofanira kuti vaonekwe. Saka takumbirisa chose tikataura navo kuti masalaris iwayo anofanira kubhadharwa mangwana kana kuswera mangwana.
Ko mihoro yaJulai vavimbisa here kuti vanokwanisawo kupai mwedzi uno?
Pane zvanga zvakanyorwa kuti tinofanira kuti tizokurukura muzuva ranhasi. Tanga paine nyaya iyoyo yekutanga vakatoti vachatipa madates ekuti July salaries dzichatambirwa rini, asi pavazouya vati havasati vaane madates acho, uye vavimbisa kuti by Friday vanenge vaane madates. Saka vati vachandiudza ini sateam leader ndozoudzawo maunions ese, saka hatina kuzobuda tine madates vauya vasina.
Takambonzwawo kuti kune dzimwe nhengo dzenyu zvikuru varairidzi vari kunzi vanenge vari kutungurudzwa pamusoro pekupinda kwavakaita mukurangwa mabasa muzvikoro umu. Nyaya iyoyi mambo iibata-batawo here?
Ndo yatatonyanyisa kubata-bata nokuti isusu sevamiriri vevashandi tanga tati kana government yakatora position yekuti vanhu ivava vanofanira kuti vapanishwe, isu hatichaenderere mberi nemanegotiations.
Vanga vari sachigaro weApex Council amai Cecilia Alexander vari parunhare muHarare neStudio 7. Makateerera kunepfenyuro yevanhu yeStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Munotibata pa 919 AM, pa 4930 kana pa 16065 ne 15460 kHz pa shortwave. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika. MuSouth Sudan nhasi maita kurwisana kunotyisa. Chinguva chipfupi United Nations Security Council yakurudzira vatungamiri venyika iyi kuti vamise mauto avo kurwisana. UN yati kurwisa vanhuwo zvavo sezviri kuitika zvinogona kutorwa semhosva yehondo. Pfuti dzinonzi dzarira muguta reJuba muzuva reshanu vanhu vachirwisana zvinotyisa. Mutungamiri weSecurity Council Ambassador Koro Besho vanoti kusagadzikana munyika iyi kunoda kugadziriswa nechimbi-chimbi. America iri kutanga rimwe svondo idzva vanhu munyika iyi vachirangarira kuurayiwa kwakaitwa mapurisa mashanu kuDallas kuTexas, uye varume vatema vaviri vakaurayiwa nemapurisa echichena kuLouisiana neMinnesota. America inoti iri kuzotumira mamwe mauto mazana mashanu nemakumi matanhatu kuIraq kunobatsira mauto aya kurwisa chikwata chinopfurikidza mwero cheIslamic State muguta reMosul. Vanora ramane utachwana we HIV AIDS vanokurudzirwa kuti vatore mushonga yavo ema ARVs pachiri nenguva kuitira kuti vazvidzivirire kubva kune zvimwe zvirwere zvakadai sekuoma mutezo izvo zvinonzi zviri kubata vari kuraramane utachwana wakawanda. Mumwe anoshanda neveruzhinji vanoraramane utachwana we HIV AIDS vaStanford Chimuti Munzeve vakawanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo rwekushanda zvakanaka nevamwe munharaunda pamusangano wangu ari muWashington mwedzi wapfuura we-2016 AIDS Clinical Trials Group Conference. Vamuchimuti Munzeve vanoti ongororo dzakabuda pamusangano uyu dzichabatsira pakurwiswa kweHIV AIDS, asi kurudziro yanga iri yekuti vanhu vatore mishonga yavo paine nguva. Ngatinzwei hurukuru yavaita Namavelas Mhlanganya uye weStudio 7.
Tikatarisa musangano watanga tichiita muWashington weAIDS Clinical Trials Group, tiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kunwa mishonga yemaARVs kunharaunda dzatiri kugara. Izvo zvakabatsira kuti dambudziko reHIV ridzikire, ende hatisina vanhu vari kurwara vakawanda. Asi vari kuongorora nyaya dzeHIV vari kuona mamwe matambudziko ari kusangana nevanhu ava vari kurarama neutachiona vari kunwa mishonga yakafanana nemamwe matambudziko akaita seTB, zvimwe zvirwere zvinouya zvichitora mukana wekuti masoja emuviri wemunhu anenge asisina simba. Saka dambudziko reTB ndo chirwere chiri kunyanya uraya vanhu vane HIV, rakati kurei kunharaunda dzedu dzekuAfrica. Saka isusu tiri kuona kuti ongororo dziri kuitwa neAIDS Clinical Trials Group dzinobatsira kuedza kuvandudza marapirwo ezvirwere zvakaita zveTB. Tine rimwe dambudziko zvekare revanhu vari kurarama neHIV rekuti hongu vari kunwa mushonga uri kuvashandira ende vari kurarama kwenguva refu, asi tiri kuona mamatambudziko ezvitaka ari kubuda, maliver diseases muvanhu vari kurarama neHIV. Tikatarisa pasi rese, kune 25% yevanhu vari kurarama neHIV vari kusangana nedambudziko rezvitaka.
Tinoona zvekuti imi makawanikwa muchiremekedzwa pamusangano uyu, zvakafamba sei?
Pamusangano uyu ndakapiwa inonzi Sharon Maxwell Community Impact Award. Ii award inopiwa munhu anenge akwanisa kuita basa rakanaka munharaunda dzaanenge achimirira. Saka inini ndiri munhu anoshanda zvakanyanya neUniversity of Zimbabwe School of Medicine, ndichivabatsira kuedza kuunganidza nharaunda dziri kunyanya muWest Southwest District neHarare yese kuti mashoko eresearch apinde munharaunda.
Marvelous Mhlanganya weStudio 7 achiita hurukuro navaStanford Chimuti Munzeve vanoshanda nevanorarama neHIV AIDS. Iye zvino tokuendesai kuna Michael Kariata achitipa nhau dzemitambo.
Masembles akadamburwa zvinonyadzisa 6115 pamusha nekinya muHarare Sports Club mukupera kwesvondo, izvo zvavakanda pasi pasi mugungano rezvikwata zvina zviri kurwira mukombe weAfrica Cup Division 1A. Masembles aifanira kukunda mumutambo wepamusha uyu kuti vaite mukana wekutora mukombe womuAfrica uyu, pamwe nekuchengetedza chinzvimbo chavo chekutamba mumakundano e2019 World Cup ayo ari kutanga pakati pegore rinouya. Asi kukundwa zvinonyadzisa kwavakaita kwasiya Zimbabwe iri pachinzvimbo chekubuda mugungano rakakosha reAfrica Cup Division 1A irori. Vatarisana zvekare nedambudziko rekutadza kutamba muma2019 World Cup qualifiers, sezvo zvikwata zvinenge zviri muAfrica Cup Division 1A gore rinouya ndizvo zvichatambira mukombe wepasi rese uyu. Mutambo wemasebles unotevera uri pamusha neUganda musi wa23 Chikunguru, asi zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka sezvo mutambo wavo wekupedzisira vari kutamba neNamibia kuVindhuk musi wa6 Nyamavhuvhu. Zimbabwe haisati yambodya Namibia pamakore 10 adarika. Panguva iyo masebles ari kutsvaga kuti chii chakavarova, Dynamos iri kupemberera mapoints avo 15 mumitambo mishanu mushure mekunge Dimbare yakatatarika asi ikarova Border Strikers 2-0 muRufaro Stadium nezuro. FC Platinum yakadarika Highlanders nepoint imwe chete kuenda pamusoro petafura iPremier Soccer League mushure mekuita mangange 0-0 neCapes United. Highlanders haina kutamba mutambo wavo netriangle sezvo wakamiswa nevePremier Soccer League kuchityirwa mhirizhonga dzezvematongerwo enyika. Mumwe mutambo wakamiswa nenyaya dzemhirizhonga ndeuyo waive pakati peTorocho Pirates nemutare City, asi mitambo iyi yave
Tinotenda ndini Jonga Kandemiri.
Thank you, Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 11th, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
ZANU-PF Member of Parliament Munyaradzi Kereke has been found guilty of raping a minor.
We did our best and we were not disappointed that we got to this stage, and our efforts have been rewarded. I don't think we have so much to complain.
Arrested Tajamuka Sesijikile campaign member Promise Mkwananzi is granted bail.
Zimbabweans are urged to take part in mass protest this week.
Let's close everywhere. The whole country. Let's close Bulawayo, close Mutare, Gweru, Gwanda, Vic Falls, Chinoy, Karoi, Arusapi, Bindura, Kariba, Kadoma, Chegutu, Kwekwe. Just close. Remember, no violence.
And the MDC led by Morgan Tsvangirai says Police Commissioner General Augustine Chuhuri should step down.
The level of police brutality that we recently witnessed after the highly successful stay away is shocking. And it is the kind of brutality that is reminiscent, actually, of the Ian Smith colonial regime.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
ZANU-PF legislator for Bigita West Munyaradzi Kereke will spend the next 10 years in jail after he was today found guilty by a Harare magistrate of raping a minor child. At the same time, Tajamuka Sesijikile spokesperson Promise Mkwananzi, who's facing charges of destroying goods in Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko's supermarket, has been granted bail. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Harare magistrate Noah Mpeiwa found Kereke guilty of rape in one count in which he used a gun to threaten a minor child when raping her, and absolved him on a second charge of allegedly indecently assaulting another minor. The magistrate said although Kereke was allegedly being shielded by suspended Prosecutor General Johannes Domana to evade justice, as submitted by the prosecution led by Charles Warara, the court was not satisfied that Kereke acted unlawfully in that respect, as he was not responsible for the prosecution of accused persons. Magistrate Mpeiwa had sentenced Kereke to 14 years in prison, but suspended 4 years on condition of good behavior. He added that he was lenient on the legislator because he has 3 wives and 17 children who look up to him for their survival. Mpeiwa added that the court had mercy on him because he previously served government in the capacity of advisor to the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe governor. Prosecutor Warara said he was happy with the court's verdict.
We did our best and we were not disappointed that we got to this stage, and our efforts have been rewarded. I don't think we have so much to complain. Yes, we may not have expected an acquittal on the first count, but still we think that it is explained, and we are not really fussy about it.
The conviction of Kereke means that there will be by-election in Bigita West to fill the vacancy that has been created by his conviction and subsequent jailing. In another court case, Promise Mkwananzi, the spokesperson of the youth outfit calling itself Tajamuka Sesijikile, was granted $300 bail today by Harare magistrate Tendai Mawe. The state accuses Mkwananzi of allegedly destroying groceries in Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko's Chopi's supermarket in downtown Harare after Mkwananzi is said to have led a group of youth to the shop protesting against Mpoko's continued stay at a local hotel on taxpayers' expense. Mkwananzi's attorney, Trust Maanda of the Zimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights, confirmed Magistrate Mawe's ruling.
The prosecutor called the investigating officer to give evidence as to why Mr. Mkwananzi was not supposed to be released on bail. He gave his evidence, but after the evidence, the magistrate said there was no compelling reason at all why Mr. Mkwananzi will not be released on bail.
Meanwhile, the leader of the newly formed Viva Zimbabwe political party, Ezi Lumumba, who recently dropped an F-word on President Robert Mugabe, was granted $300 bail on forgery charges. The state accuses the former ZANU-PF activist of forging his signature on the registration book of a vehicle that he sold. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.
Meanwhile, a Bulawayo magistrate has granted bail to some local people who were arrested in the wake of protests during last week's stairway amid reports that police continue to arrest more citizens in connection with the demonstrations. Our reporter Taura Ishava has more details from Bulawayo.
One of the lawyers, Tanaka Mganyi, co-representing 85 people who are facing charges of public violence, told Studio 7 that the accused were given bail of $80 each. Mganyi said it is unfortunate that the court had set what he described as a high bail, stating that the accused are innocent and most of them are unemployed poor people.
Bail was set at $80 for each individual, which is about 6,800 that needs to be paid by these innocent, unemployed accused persons. So it's going to be a very difficult process probably to raise the money.
An additional three of the accused, who are juveniles, were granted free bail. Mganyi decried the fact that the juveniles had been put in custody together with adults and said it is important for police to be familiar with statutes that protect the rights of juveniles in cases of their arrest. Indications are that police in Rulawayo continue to pick up more people in connection with last week's disturbances. On Saturday, 22 people appeared in court facing the same charges of public violence. Among them were 15 juveniles. They are accused of breaking into a supermarket in Mzilikazi and looting some goods. Elsewhere, MDCT Vice President Tokozani Kupe says the women's wing of the party will stage demonstrations across the country starting this coming Saturday in Bulawayo. Kupe told Studio 7 over the phone that the demonstration is dubbed Beat the Pots campaign.
When children are hungry at home, they call on their mother. As we speak right now, there is no food in our homes. So the women are saying, we have got pots which are supposed to be cooking food, but there is no food to cook in those pots. So the women have decided to do a Beat the Pot campaign where they are going to be demonstrating against the hunger and poverty to say enough is enough.
Cooper refuted claims that a party wants to ride on the wave of protests that occurred across the country last week, adding that the MDCT was the first to engage in peaceful public protests. She also dismissed as nonsensical government's assertion that there are external forces fomenting the revolts in Zimbabwe.
Hunger is in our homes. There is hunger here in Zimbabwe, and it has absolutely nothing to do with the dead hand. Hunger is in here, and the people of Zimbabwe are saying the Mugabe government is the one which has made them hungry.
Last week, Zimbabweans across the country heeded calls to stay away from work, with some engaging in protests that turned violent in a number of places. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taura Ishava.
Still on the same issue, Zimbabwe is getting for another shutdown this Wednesday and Thursday, with activists urging workers to stay home and businesses to remain closed. One of the campaigners, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, says Zimbabweans should unite again this week and show the ruling elite that they are fed up and calling time on the ZANU-PF government. Mr. Mawarire, who says he survived an abduction attempt last week, says he's disgusted by the brutality that the police exacted on people who took part in the stairway last week. And for that reason and the failure by government to meet the demands of fighting corruption and fixing the economy that he spelled out last week, he says people should defy all intimidation and shut down again this week. This is what he said in his Facebook pitch today.
Fellow citizens, you have seen the video going around of the police beating people. As citizens of Zimbabwe, we refuse to live in a Zimbabwe like that. Because of that, and because of your failure to meet our demands, on Wednesday the 13th and Thursday the 14th of July, we are shutting Zimbabwe down again. You beat people like that. It's not right. And we cannot allow that to carry on. Citizens, on Wednesday the 13th and 14th of July, I know that it sounds heavy, but you and I refuse. Businesses, I know that you are losing money, but let me ask you, how do you justify? Schools, we urge you to close. Families, stay indoors. Don't go anywhere. This, what's happening in this country, needs you and me. You and me are the ones that are suffering. Let's close everywhere. The whole country. Let's close Bulawayo, close Mutare, Gweru, Gwanda, Vic Falls, Chinoy, Karoi, Rusape, Bindura, Kariba, Kadoma, Chegutu, Kwekwe. Just close. Remember, no violence. Don't destroy each other's property. Just stay at home. Finish. Remember, pray for Zimbabwe. Hear me. If you and I don't stand up, nothing will change in this country. They must listen to us. 13 and 14. Citizens, join me. Let's make history and make this government change.
That was Pastor Ivan Mawarire speaking in a video posted on Facebook today.
The government is threatening to shut down social media, accusing activists of spreading malicious messages about the ZANU-PF government. For Perspective, reporter Ntungamili Nkomo speaks to communications and media expert Zenzele Ndebele.
We should be prepared for anything because the Zambian government is so desperate to cling in power that they are capable of doing anything. So it won't surprise me if the government blocks or regulates social media because they did block it on Wednesday. So these are the people who are realizing that the people of Zimbabwe are now fed up with what they are doing, and they will go to any extent to make sure that they minimize communication between the people, amongst the people. But to them, I can only say, if they are really good at it, why would they fail to catch Baba Joshua when he was at his peak? So it means that someone knows something. And we really not be surprised if the government shuts down internet or blocks WhatsApp.
And what's the public sentiment on the ground? People are really prepared for another shutdown on Wednesday?
The way it happens this time is that it happens, people receive communications on their phone. And there is no rally that is called to say there's a stairway, there's no meeting, there's no poster that you can see. So sometimes it gets difficult to gauge the mood of the people. But the fact that the government is taking it serious, we know that events are being cancelled. We know that we can see the presence of the police. If you go to Rose Temple today, you'll find a huge number of riot police that are there, that are stationed. In every corner in town, you'll see three or four riot police in riot gear walking around. So the government is trying by all means to make sure that this time around it's not coordinated.
That was communications and media expert Zenzele Ndebele on the line with reporter Ntungamili Nkomo. There was no immediate government reaction on the threats to shut down social media.
And in Bulawayo tonight, a family is in mourning after a one-year-old child allegedly died from tear gas complications after the tear gas was thrown at the Aburombo flats home by police during protests last Wednesday. Kupakwashe Mutasa died while being transported to hospital on Thursday by his father, David Mutasa. The child was buried at Luveve Cemetery yesterday. Home Affairs Minister Ignatius Chombo told Studio 7 they are investigating the incident.
At the same time, the opposition MDC, led by Morgan Tsvangirai, says Police Commissioner General Augustine Chihuri should resign for what the party says are gross human rights violations being allegedly committed by the police on innocent civilians protesting against the current harsh economic environment in the country. The call comes following the surfacing of photos and videos, some very hard to look at or watch, showing arrested protesters being assaulted by the police while in detention.
In one instance, a woman wails as she's being assaulted by police under her feet. Another protester is forced to carry what looks like a heavy stone on his head amid police laughter. MDCT spokesperson Obet Gutu tells Studio 7's Junga Kandemiri the police commissioner should step down for allowing police to abuse citizens. He says his party will make sure that Chihuri and other top police officers are brought before parliament to explain the alleged police brutality.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police is supposed to be the national police force of the country. And, of course, in terms of the constitution of Zimbabwe, which is the supreme law of the land, the ZRP should always conduct itself as a professional police force that dutifully respects the fundamental human rights of all citizens, including even the rights of people in custody, the rights of suspects, and the rights of accused persons. And we as the MDC, we are saying that the level of police brutality that we recently witnessed after the highly successful stay away that was taken last week, a few days ago, is shocking. And it is the kind of brutality that is reminiscent, actually, of the Ian Smith, racist Ian Smith colonial regime.
Are you going to take any action against the Zimbabwe Republic Police?
Definitely, yes. There are several options that we have already activated. The first option, obviously, is the parliamentary option, where we are already arranging and making the necessary consultations with our members of parliament in the National Assembly to ensure that Commissioner General of the ZRP, Augustine Chiwuri, together with the entire top brass of the Zimbabwe Republic Police Force, should be summoned to appear before the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Home Affairs. And in the Senate, there is the Thematic Committee on Human Rights. It is also going to call upon Commissioner Chiwuri and the top brass of the ZRP to appear before that committee to answer the questions that I've already raised.
And that was Obet Gutu, spokesperson of the MDCT, speaking with Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri.
Coming up,
handy hints on how to tackle HIV/AIDS.
And Zimbabwe's rugby team is in serious trouble.
But first, a look at regional and international news.
British Prime Minister David Cameron said he will officially resign on Wednesday, allowing Interior Minister Theresa May to become the country's next leader.
Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton will be joined by Democratic rival and Senator Bernie Sanders at a campaign rally Tuesday in the northeastern city of Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
The United States finds itself beginning a new week today after enduring a week of violence. Two police shootings of African-American men at point-blank range in Louisiana and Minnesota, and the shooting deaths of five police officers in Dallas, Texas, at what was a peaceful demonstration against alleged police brutality.
And South Sudanese President Salva Kiir has ordered a halt to days of fighting between government and rebel forces that has killed at least 150 people and raised the fears the country is sinking back into civil war.
People living with HIV/AIDS have been urged to adhere to their medications to avoid opportunistic diseases associated with the virus, which can be fatal. Stanford Chimuti Munzeve, an AIDS activist who attended the 2016 AIDS Clinical Trials Group conference held in Washington recently, says research findings published during the conference suggest that putting people on antiretroviral drugs early, despite their CD4 count, is effective in tackling the disease. Chimuti Munzeve was honored for the work he has been doing in his community at the Washington meeting. He tells us more about this and ways of handling HIV/AIDS.
We have issues of comorbidities associated with being HIV positive, like tuberculosis, which is one of the leading killer in people living with HIV. We also have some inflammatory conditions that are happening in people who are taking antiretroviral therapy, leading to diseases of the liver and the heart. Cardiovascular diseases are also leading to the various strokes that we are seeing being reported in some of our hospitals. So those are some of the issues that are affecting our communities.
Faced with such challenges, what would you say you gained from the recently ended conference that you had in Washington?
I've gained a lot of knowledge in terms of therapeutic research, because now I have information to do with the benefits of starting antiretroviral therapy early, and that is one of the key challenges that we are having in Africa and Zimbabwe in particular. And research is pointing to the fact that people should start antiretroviral therapy despite
of CD4 count. But you find that, you know, because of limited resources, people are on a waiting list for antiretroviral therapy, and some of them are dying while they wait for antiretroviral drugs. There's quite a lot of information that has come from this meeting.
And also at that conference, you were honored. What exactly were you honored for?
For playing a key role in the community. I do a lot of community mobilization with the University of Zimbabwe, University of California Collaborative Research Program. So I've been honored for the great work that I'm doing in trying to make sure research information gets to the grassroots.
What about the issue of stigma? What are you seeing on the ground?
We used to have a history of high stigma, but currently things are improving because people are getting access to updated information in terms of HIV. So the rate of stigma is declined, but we still advocate for people to accept people living with HIV more in our communities.
And in conclusion, what would you urge people to do? You have been working with people who are living with HIV/AIDS. What would you recommend people to do?
I recommend the Zimbabwean community to go for early HIV testing and early HIV treatment, because research is pointing that early treatment has multiple benefits, and it can avert problems to do with inflammation and immune activation.
That was AIDS activist Stanford Chimuti Munzeve speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection. Join us tomorrow as we discuss plans by hashtag This Flag Movement, led by Pastor Ivan Mawarire, to stage another shutdown this Wednesday and Thursday. In your view, what will be the impact?
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
The government has failed to commit itself on payment dates for Zimbabwe civil servants after struggling to pay June salaries. According to Apex Council Chairperson Cecilia Alexander, government representatives who attended a crucial meeting on the issue and outstanding pay for some state workers requested for more time to consult on the July salary dates. Alexander tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they've also demanded that the government should push forward the pay dates for the rest of the civil servants and pensioners who are yet to get June salaries and payouts.
There were mainly three areas that we discussed. First was the progress on the payment of June salaries. I think we are aware that the government has managed to pay the teachers and the health sector, but the rest of the civil service and the pensioners have not yet received the salaries. So government came with the same position that they will be able to pay them on the 14th, but as unions, we've demanded that the dates for their payment should be brought forward at least to tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. I mean the 12th or the 13th. And also for pensioners, we are saying they're a vulnerable group. They are now old and we should not take advantage of that.
What about the issue of July salaries? Did the government commit itself on this?
The expectations were high that we're going to receive July pay dates, but unfortunately, government has not brought dates to the meeting, and they've promised that by the end of the week, the dates will be out, and they are going to communicate with us accordingly.
In the event that the government fails to move forward the pay dates for the rest of the civil servants and the pensioners, are you going to do anything?
It will depend on what they're going to do, but I wouldn't want to preempt what we are also going to do. But we've made clear to them that these delays really create fertile soil for people to stay away, for people to say we are incapacitated to come to work. So we've really urged them that they pay as early as possible.
That was Apex Council Chairperson Cecilia Alexander on the phone from Harare with Studio 7 reporter Jonga Kandemiri.
In a related development, Zimbabwe Banking and Allied Workers Union today appealed to the Atlas Mara-owned Bank ABC board to reverse the bank management's decision to force retrenched workers to pay up their outstanding loans or have their properties attached. Ivan Chifera has the details from Harare.
Those are some of the retrenchees and Zibao members demonstrating outside the bank at its Mount Pleasant headquarters in Harare. The former Bank ABC workers, who were laid off following a Supreme Court ruling last year allowing employers to fire workers on 3 months' notice, said their retrenchment package was not enough and the bank had now deviated from the agreed offer of 1 month's salary for every year served. Instead, they said the bank paid 2 weeks' salary for every year served. As a result, the former workers said the retrenchment packages were far less than their loan obligations to the bank, thereby leaving them in huge debts. Paul Muzaza, a former bank employee, said some of them got as little as $1,000 when they had loans of more than $10,000.
Some of our members are not employed since then, and they are already facing lawsuits to that extent.
Zibao President Farai Katsande, who presented the workers' petition to the bank management, said the bank must reverse its decision and fairly compensate affected workers. He said the bank must stop demanding payment of the outstanding staff loans and attaching properties until a reasonable and fair retrenchment package is agreed.
You cannot be allowed to make huge profits by attaching properties of these poor workers by saving through paying exploitative retrenchment packages.
Katsande said Zibao and the affected workers would be picketing at the bank's headquarters every Monday until the bank reopens negotiations with the workers. The former bank workers are irked by the bank's failure to compensate them fairly when it's sponsoring football and donating money to youth empowerment. The bank sponsors the country's major soccer teams, Dynamos and Highlanders. Bank IBC Chief Executive Officer Joe Svanda could not be reached for comment. Bank IBC fired 75 workers following a Supreme Court ruling which allowed employers to fire workers by giving them a short notice to terminate their jobs. Labor unions say more than 20,000 workers have lost their jobs since the ruling. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.
And in sports news, the Sables of Zimbabwe are in danger of missing out of the World Cup qualifiers for the first time in 36 years. Reporter Michael Cariati tells us why.
The Sables were over the weekend soundly beaten 61-15 by Kenya at Harare Sports Club, which has sent them bottom of the four-team Africa Cup Division 1A group. The Zimbabweans needed to win the home game to stay with a realistic chance of winning the Africa Cup as well as maintaining their position in the qualifiers for the 2019 World Cup, which begin mid-next year. However, the humiliating defeat has put them in the relegation position and in danger of missing out of the World Cup qualifiers for the first time since 1980, as only the four teams in the Africa Cup in 2017 will play in the World Cup qualifiers. The Sables' next game is against Uganda at home, but their situation has not been made any good by the fact that they will play their last game against Namibia in Windhoek. Zimbabwe have not beaten Namibia over the past 10 years. While the Sables are trying to figure out what hit them, Dynamos are celebrating their fifth win in 5 games after a 2-0 win over Stubborn Border Strikers, so they move to fourth on the league table. Dynamos coach Roy Dimtasa admitted that Border Strikers were difficult opponents.
It's another win, and without conceding a goal as well. I think we've gone three matches without conceding a goal, which is okay for us, and two goals again is good for us going forward.
Border Strikers coach Neva Malunga said football is all about winning and losing, noting that it was unfortunate that after giving it their all, they still lost the game.
Sometimes we lose, sometimes we win, sometimes we draw. But it was unfortunate today. We played a very good first half, but come second half, I think my boys lost concentration.
Border Strikers are bottom of the table with 6 points. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.
Thanks, Michael. That's it for tonight.
I'm Marvelous Mklanganya Huye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Siyalambulela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesithathu ngomvulo mhla ka 11 Ntulikazi 2016 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Lalingali chona njani zulukandaba olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu nguChris Gande endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Waze wothi sekuntambama umntwana lesotathi kanjalo azama ukuthi ngenisa esibhedlela wasetshona isiyafika ngasendleleni ukuya ngasempilo kodwa okwamanje
kulo mntwana olomnyaka owodwa ufileyo kobulawayo ngemva kokuhitshwa intuthu ye-tear gas ephoselwe endlini ngamapholisa ekutshengiseleni kweviki edluleyo.
Kodwa okwakhathesi sitshengisela nje ukuthi loba izinto zizimbi kodwa ama-judiciary system yethu ingathi yasebenza. Isebenza ngoba kwadingwa kwaba le mvumo yokuthi ube lo-private prosecutor.
Umthethwandaba we-High Court usufumane ummeli wesigaba seBikita West edalela ePhalamende uMnumzana Munyaradzi Kereke elecala lokudlwengula umzukulu wakhe. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo kuCastle Premier Soccer League ngemva kwemidlalo yangempelaviki. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. Kulo mntwana olomnyaka owodwa ufileyo kobulawayo ngemva kokuhitshwa intuthu ye-tear gas ejikelwe endlini eburombo flats emakhokhoba ngeviki edluleyo. Ukuba kwashe uhitshwe intuthu le ngolwesithathu lapho amapholisa aze afike emakhokhoba abhaxabula abantu abathela njalo nge-tear gas esithi kungani betshengisela. Uyise uMnumzana David Kupakwashe uthi ucele amapholisa ngolwesithathu khonapho ukuthi agijimisele umntwana esibhedlela ngemva kokuthelwa intuthu le kodwa amapholisa kazange amlalele. Uze wenelisa ukuhambisa umntwana esibhedlela ngolwesine ntambama kodwa wafela endlini. Ukupakwashe ubekwe izolo emathuneni eluveve. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe loyise uMnumzana David Mutasa othi usebuhlungwini obukhulu.
Wathi sebengena phakathi na kwama-flats wabephosa ama-tear gas a minimum of 3 canisters per floor. Ama-canisters amakhulu awo yiwo ababewaphosela kuma-corridors. Ngisho nasendlini yami lapho engihleli khona ku-second floor baliphosela ngasemnyango endlini kunomntwana. So ngakho yimi ngathatha umntwana othi ngiphumela kodwa sasesizishiye. Ngizama ukuthi injani ngimsize umntwana. Ngelanga lonalelanga nginesithi ngiphumela uya la esibhedlela ngenxa yokuthi njalo ngaphandle babevimbile babengafuni umuntu ayehamba ngasebusuku. Waze wothi sekuntambama umntwana lesotathi kanjalo azama ukuthi ngenise esibhedlela wasetshona isiyafika ngasendleleni ukuya ngasempilo. Kodwa okwamanje sebezamelele uyenze i-postmortem but angatholi any result ekuthi injele ukuthi yini bona ngoba katestis yona bantshintsha njalo ecingweni esithi mina ngibe nama-health card uze bephathisane nama-results abalawo. Kwisidi yokuthi bona benika ama-results awe-postmortem abayenzileyo. So answers I haven't used anything since you've been looking at this issue.
Kona ungati ningocuku lwamapolisa lolo.
Nazi wafavela kula into engayenza ukuthi kona vela bengaqonda ngoba yiba bakwenzile ukuthi ngiqonde kibo bangangisiza ngani khona kuyiba bampambanisile. Ngoba mina ngavele angina ngikhelethici labo. Kodwa kwathiwa kwenzakala ngoba bona ngesikhathi sengena door to door asengasakhethi muntu. Noma umuntu omdala noma umntwana noma omncane wafuthaya befota befota abantu ukuthi behlabele ingoma yesizwe ye-national anthem ungazuthi kwakungena ngaphi even ngaze ngihambisa udaba lakhona phambili ngaze ngitshela abangincedisa ukuthi udaba liye phambili akusuke kungiphathise lutho noma bangaze benze i-compensation ngoba i-compensation yawo it doesn't bring back my debt.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana David Mutasa, umzali womntwana ofe ngemva kokuhitshwa intutu ye-tear gas ekutshengiseleni okwenziwe ngeviki edluleyo ngolwesithathu ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Umthethwandaba we-High Court usufumane ummeli wesigaba se-Bikita West edalela ePhalamende umnumzana Munyaradzi Kereke elecala lokudlwengula umzukulu wakhe ngomnyaka ka-2010. Lolu daba belulokhu lungathoniswa ngoba owayengumtshutshisi kahulumende umnumzana Johannes Tomana wayesala ukuthi luye emthethwandaba. UKereke uzahlala ejele kweminyaka elithumi ngemva kokuba umantshi umnumzana Noel Mubeyiwa esuse iminyaka emine ezafakwa nxa engadala elinye njalo icala elifanayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba sixoxele ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ukuze sizwe imbono yakhe ngalolu daba.
Ye kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi phela udaba lothetho lomthetho i-rule of law eZimbabwe ivele iphambanisekile ngoba esithi i-rule of law ayikho abantu bezani ukuthi vele bathelelisa umthetho ochiyeneyo kodwa okwakhathi ezingisekutshengisela nje ukuthi loba izinto zizimbi kodwa ama-judiciary system yethu ingathi iyasebenza isebenza ngoba kwadingwa kwaba le mvumo yokuthi kube lo-private prosecutor njengosithi ukuxoswa kwa-attorney general u-protector general kuyatshengisela nje ukuthi imthetho
uze wathoniswa sekukhanya sekulokudonselana amandla kubandla lezano PF asithi thina ngakungela lokho okuthiwa ngama factions bese yabona na ehanjiswa emthethwandaba kusiba lesinqumo esinje
ngoba ungazi ubamba umntwana iganyavu akusoze uqede iminyaka kumbe lo minyaka kodwa sibili engazivela ahlaka ukuthi nguye lo wamhlukuluzayo ufake umthatha emthethwandabeni ukuthi vele ikho ukujengisa iperiod vele ukuthi into epartisan judiciary njengoba sithi nje asazi ukuthi ngaye akula kuphabana indaba leyo ibiza phuma na.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 eseHarare. Siphinde saxoxa lengcwethi ecubungula ezomthetho umnumzana Robert Ndlovu othi uKereke ulakho ukucela umthethwandaba ukuthi uthonise njalo leli cala emthethwandaba waphezulu iSupreme Court.
Yeah, umuntu wonke olecala elenziwe yi-court engaphansi njengoKereke kade se-High Court angithi ulala ilungelo emthethweni ukuthi aphile to e-Supreme Court ukuthi icala lakhe likhangelisiswe. Just like laye umthutshisa kade ade senza icala liyana nxa yebona ngani kukhona okunye akade engakukhangelelanga okukhulunyiweyo uyakwazi ukubaphila laye to i-same court i-Supreme Court.
Kodwa nxa sikhangela amacala wona lawa awokudlwengula awerepho kuyake kukhangelwe na ukubana lapha kwasetshenziswa isibhamu kwasetshenziswa ingqamu lapha kwasetshenziswana?
Yeah, nxa ikhothi igweba umuntu iyakhangela konke khonoko wa ikhesi nekhesi ikhangelwa ngama-facts ayo angithi
nxa sikhangele njengodaba lona lolu ukubana uKereke wasebenzisa umbhobho kodwa nanguya aphila kungamphathisa yini khonoko kumbe kuzayenza ukuthi alelokho egwejiwe?
Kungamphathisa kungangamphathisi ngoba ikhothi eza i-Supreme Court izakhangela irekhodi lonke ikhangele ubufakazi obukhona ibisi yenza i-decision. Actually nxa kuyikuthi isigweba siphiweyo sikhulu kakhulu i-Supreme Court ngathi reducer kumbe nxa kuyikuthi singani kakhulu i-Supreme Court ingakwanisa ukuthi ingenele futhi singezeleli.
Lo-ke ngumnumzana Robert Ndlovu ingcwethi ecubungela ezomthetho ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Izisebenzi zebhanga lebank ABC ezingamachumi amane lane ezagunyulwa umsebenzi nyakenye kulandela isinqumo somthethwandaba esethulwa nyakenye zitshengisele namhlanje zikhuthaza inkokheli yaleli bhanga ukumisa uhlelo lokubathathela impahla ngemva kokwehluleka ukubuyisela imali yezikwelede abazithatha kuleli bhanga. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Izisebenzi ezake zasebenza ebhanga lebank ABC eselathengwa ngabe Atlas Mara zitshengisele esigodlweni saleli bhanga emzini weMount Pleasant zisekelwa ngabenhlanganiso emela izisebenzi zemabhanga eyeZimbabwe Banks and Allied Workers Union ZIBAWU amapholisa ohlangothi lweRiot ebabhekile emi esangweni. Umnumzana Paul Muzaza ngomunye wabagunyulwe yileli bhanga engowake waba ngumgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi zebank ABC elizweni lonke ulandisa phezu kokubafuqe ukuzatshengisela.
So thina njengezisebenzi eziningi lapho zanyuka ipackage engafikiyo ngisho i-1000 and khonapho abanye bangikhona babebolekile izimali ebank ABC ezifika kuma-8000 abanye ama-18000 bethenga izimoto bethenga izindlu khathesi sebeyifuna izisebenzi zangikhona zizayithatha ngaphi imali yona le yokubhadala.
Okugcizelelwe ngumsekeli womkhokheli wenhlanganiso yezibhawu umnumzana Afriginet Goto.
Hayi isigosik judgment yangkhona imali zangkhona zazilutshwane asikwanisi ukuthi abasebenzi lawa babhadala amalonjana.
Lezi zisebenzi zithi zizoqhubeka zitshengisela okwenyanga yonke ngomvulo zize zithole impendulo ezisuthisayo. Okudanisayo izisebenzi lezi zithi yikuba ibhanga leli liyala ukuhlawula imali zazo ngokuvumelana kwabo ngaphambilini kodwa lanelisa usekela amaqembu enguqu okubalisa ele Highlanders lele Dynamos kanye lohlelo lokuthuthukiswa kwabontanga ngemali eziningi kakhulu. Bezihlabela ingoma ezigcwele uthuthela lapho inkokheli ingene emahofisini ukuya kwethula incwadi yezikhalazo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
UZulu sekhuthazwe ukuthi akhalale njalo umsebenzi kuliviki ngolwesithathu langolwesine phezu kokwehluleka kukahulumende ukulungisisa umnotho welizwe lokunye okuhluphayo. Embikweni awethule lamhlanje umfundisi Ivan Mawarire ongomunye wabakhokhele ukukhalala umsebenzi kweviki edluleyo ukhuthaze njalo abezikolo labamabhizimusi ukuthi bangavuli amasango. UMawarire uthi ukutshengisela kweviki ephelileyo kuphumelele kakhulu. Uhulumende ubikwa esithi ulakho ukuvala inkundla zebulenjini social media ngoba abantu bethumelana imbiko yokungcolisa iZANU-PF. Untungameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezokuhanjiswa kwemibiko njalo ehlaziya ezombusazwe umnumzana Zenzele Ndebele.
Kuyathengisela ukuthi uhulumende weZimbabwe sesika-ke ekuphelelweni ngoba khalisa lapho abaningi abantu ababekuhulumende ababesithi i-social media kayisebenzi abantu abaku-social media balithwana basethawni abaningi basekhaya abalandaba layo babekhangele futhi ne-coverage ukuthi abantu abale-access to internet abakho baningi kangako kodwa-ke sebebonile ukuthi kona istairwell esesidluliwe saguquzelwa ngabantu kakhulu ku-social media so yindlela abazama ukuthi bejusele ngayo abantu mina engaba kuza khona ukuthi ngakukuthi balawo amandla okumisa i-social media ukubona ukuthi abantu benzani kanti behlulwa kuyini ukuthi besitshele ukuthi babajukoka kungebani.
Kuzaba lokukhalala imisebenzi lokutshengisela njalo ngolwesithathu langolwesine kuliviki ubona besenelisa na ukuyivala njalo iWhatsApp?
Mbona ngani bazayivala ngoba bathatha abantu nge-surprise ngeviki eliphelile but mbona ngani kathesi abantu sebehlakaniphile bakumelele khona ukuthi uhulumente uzayivala iWhatsApp sebevele beyenza amanye amalungiselelo ukuthi in case uhulumende angavala iWhatsApp kuyini abangakwenza ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi kuningi abantu abangakwenza abantu bangadownload ama-VPN lapha bewasebenzisa ayenelisa ukuthi even iWhatsApp egameni ngayichitha ebebelokhu besebenzisa ama-VPN so mbona ngani abantu sebehlakaniphile njalo bazilungiselele ngoba nxa abantu bekhuluma nge-stairway les obviously kusafika ithona ilanga kusasa kumbe ngowenzeka ekuseni bazazama ukuthi bevale iwhatsapp kumbe becontrole kumbe be-slowe down i-internet ukwenzela ukuthi abantu bengenelisi ukukhuluma ngendlela abafuna ukukhuluma ngayo.
Amapholisa Ndebele aqhubeka esethusela abantu ikakhulu labo abaqhuquzela ukukhalala imisebenzi. Uzulu jikelele ubona esethuka na?
Mbona ngani uhulumende we-stairway sakuqala sasafika bengekho aware kumbe babengekho prepared. Ngiyethemba ukuthi this time around bazimisele ukuthi benze konke okusamele mdlali wabo ukuthi abantu bebuye emsebenzini. Mbona ngani bazayithusa kakhulu ama-civil servants. Bayatshela ukuthi kumele abuye emsebenzini ongasoze ebuye emsebenzini uzaxotshwa. Okwesibili, mbona ngani bazazama ngendlela zonke ukuthi bethusele abanikazi ama-transport operators abo lamakhombi kumbe bazame ukuthi befaka awawo
Hello, ke ngumnumzana Zenzele Ndebele. Ingcwethi ehlaziya ezombusazwe njalo ingcwethi kwezokuhanjiswa kwembiko bekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Kunjalo nje ibandla le-MDCT selisungule umkhankaso wokusola uhulumende eliwubiza ngokuthi yitshayimbiza njalo umsekeli kamongameli waleli bandla unkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi bazangena esitaladeni bethwele imbiza lemphini ngomgqibelo. Uthi njalo uZulu kumele angene laye ngobuningi emkhankasweni lo. Asizweni umbiko oququzela ukutshengisela lokhu.
Namhlanje sithaya imbiza lezo silambile sitshengisele ukuthi akula kude ezindlini abayapha ngendlala igavumente nale khona ausabe le-ZANU P F ayiphume sifuna igavumente ezangena kuhle nepremse elevini.
Sicela sinxusa amazimbabwenzi wonke ukuthi kasibasijoyine ekuchayeni imbiza campaign. Uyanini le mbiza zenu lempini sizotshengisela uhulumende kamgabe le-ZANU P F ukuthi sokwanele lapho zinabo.
Lawo ke abengamakhosikazi ebandla le-MDCT ekhokhelwa ngunkosazana Thokozani Khuphe, umsekeli ukamkhokheli webandla le-MDCT emkhankasweni wabo abawusungula ngomgqibelo.
Le Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eWashington. Lisibamba kumakakase aku 909 mm wave, laku shortwave 4930 6065, laku 15460 kHz. Lilakho njalo ukusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voandebele.com. Lingakhohlwa ukusithumela incwadi ye-email kukheli ethi studio7@voanews.com loba i-text message WhatsApp kunombolo ezithi 1-202-465-0318.
Izakhamizi zeLupane zithi ziyasekela abazali abane ababotshelwa ukutshengisela besala ukuba abantwababo bafundiswe ngababalise abangazi ulimi lwabo lomdabu, besithi kuyabaphambanisa ezifundweni lokuthi baphumelele kizo. Unompumelelo Moyo sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Imibiko le ivele ngensonto eMlamuli 3. Lapho abazali ababotshiweyo kunye nezakhamizi zitshele umkhokheli webandla lezombusazwe eleMthwakazi Republic Party, uMnumzana Mqondisi Moyo, ukuba abantwana abaphumeleli ezifundweni ngenxa yababalisi abangazwisisani labafundi ngoba bekhuluma ulimi oluhlukene labakhuliswa ngalo. UMnumzana Peter Ndlovu, isakhamuzi seLupane, sithi ngendlela uhulumende alalela ngakhona ababalisi abangezwa ulimi lwesigaba sabo akufane labo balalelwe njengabazali ngoba kukhanya esegegela ncele.
Bengilesicelo sokuthi kanti kunani ukuthi bona into engikhangelela kakhulu ukuthi i-government uhulumende ayikhangele umthetho okhona vele kuyo omela izigaba lezigaba kwenzela ukuthi khona bekwanise ukukhuluma usendo lwethu, amasiko ethu, lemigido ethu, lokwenza kwethu, konke kube ngokwethu.
UMnumzana Thabani Spanda, omunye wababotshiweyo, uthi okumenza asukumele lolu daba yikuthi abantu bakhe baqale befunda kahle kodwa bathi sebesiya fundiswa ngumbalisi ongezwa ulimi abalukhulumayo impumela yezifundo yaqala ukwehla kakhulu. Wangeza ethi lempumela yomnyaka yemihloliso kahulumende iyakuveza ukuba abantwana abahlanu ekhulwini yibo abaphumelela ezifundweni iningi langaphumeleli.
Kodwa wathi sesithi 4 kusokusiyale asechaya kuma 30. Sechaya kuma 30 ufundiswa yona le language yesikhuluma ngayo. So ukuthi vele esiyaye secondary xa ukuthi form 1 kumele uqale ufunde izinto zika grade 1. Sibona ngani vele kunzima kakhulu. Ngoba ukuthi alibave ukulungisa konke ema primary ukuthi vele uteacher angakwazi ukukhuluma language yomntwana emembijana.
Umkhokheli we-MRP uMoyo yena uthi kulilungelo labafundi labazali ukuba batho abakufunayo ezikolo ngoba lesisekelo sombuso siyakutsho njalo okwenziwa nguhulumende kubulala isizwe kunye lamasiko aso.
Boda uye ngalangaphi emkhonweni wonke welizwe lemathebeleleni omnigeni ubedbridge nasithi ukomthwakazi inhlupho zakhona zonke ziyafanana kungani kube bekungabantu besizathi zizalwa ngumuntu munye kanti inhlupho zethu futhi zidalwe zivela khonale thina abanye bethu sathi ukobamba zonke eHarare but ingakaqali ukukhuluma okuya ngaphi bengizacela amadoda lawa abevalelwe kumsuku ezululeyo because asibazi ngesiga lesi esibehlele. Siyalibonga madoda bafowethu ngoba ufo benu sendi kulondlovu kulobanda lonkomo ngcosa angazi ukuthi isigaba semlamuli singaba lezakhamizi ezinga but ngoba ufobeni livumile ukuthwala idogwe lavalelwa ejotholo kokuqala laqina seliselupani center eprison ngenxa yesehlakalo esehlakelele imlamuli yonke hathi because belithanda ukubona but because belifuna ukuthi uhlupho ozohlela emlamuli lulungiswa ngisho akukuhle ukuthi linje lingabadala liyekhuluma ulimi elingalo understandiyo.
Umoya ongeze ethi abazali abalwele amalungelo abantwababo njalo kayisibo bodwa ababhekane lobunzima lobu ngoba namakolishi ababalisi avele afundisa abantu besintwini abalutshwane njalo lokho kwavezwa luphenyo olwenziwa ngummeli wemakhokhoba edalela ePhalamende uretired Colonel Shinga Dube eUnited College of Education.
Amakholeji akithi United College of Education Richmond, Leisaitas College koBulawayo, leZintech eGwanda. These are the only three colleges esilawo eMathebeleland. Ngingasabali eMkhoba Teacher College ngaleGwe. Is that we have servicing Mat North, Mat South, Bulawayo and the whole of Zimbabwe. Now see the whole of Zimbabwe, I mean 10 provinces of Zimbabwe.
Ibandla leMRP linikeze ukudla kwababothelwa lelicala kunye lokubuyisela imali yesibambiso eyahlawulelwa omnumzana Thabani Sibanda, Mbonisi Khoza, Mbusi Nkomo, Lolaki Ndlovu, isuka ezakhamizini, abakhangelele ukubuyela emthethwandaba ngeviki ezayo. Uhulumende weZimbabwe ubika ukuba inani labafundi abaphumelela ezikolo zeMandebeleni liphansi kakhulu ngenxa yezizathu eziningi. Kodwa abantu balumango bathi lokhu kubangelwa kakhulu yikuba abafundi bafundiswa ngolimi abangalwaziyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiselupane ngingunompumelelo Moyo.
Elingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk ngo 8:30 kusiya ngo 9 ntambama lapho esiyabathi khangela ukwephulwa kwamalungelo oluntu ngamapolisa ngokuhlukumeza uZulu Mahlayana. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 kuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Uhulumende usekhuthazwe ukuthi athuthukise inhlelo zempilakahle yabatsha elandela indikimba yayelanga le-World Population Day njengoba inhlolisiso eyenziwe nyakenye eZimbabwe iveza ukuthi inani labasakhulayo elithelelwa igcikwane kanye lelizithwalayo lingahlelanga lilokhu lisiya liqonga. UNothando Sibanda usipha lolu daba.
Indikimba yalonyaka yalelilanga elinanzwa lamhla emhlabeni jikelele ithi Investing in Teenage Girls iyinkuthazo kubohulumende ukuthi kudingeka imali lenhlelo eziningi ukuze abasakhulayo babe lelakusasa elingelagcikwane lengculaza kanye lokuzithwala besesebancane. leli langa. Lizo ngesikhathi impumela yenhlolisiso yeZimbabwe Demographic Health Survey iveze ukuthi inani lokuthelelwana kwengculaza kanye lokuzithwala kuya kukhwela kulabo abaleminyaka ephakathi kwechumi lanhlanu lamachumi amabili lane. Umqondisi wohlangothi lwabantwana enhlanganisweni yomanyano wamazwe womhlaba, United Nations Children's Fund, ezansi lempumalanga yezwekazi le-Afrika, unkosikazi Laila Phakala, uthi inani labantwana kanye labasakhulayo, ikakhulu amantombazana, elibulawa yingculaza, lokhu liqonga ngokuphindwe kathathu kusukela ngomnyaka ka-2000. I-United Nations ithi ukudlwangulwa kwabantwana kanye lokubendisa besesebancane ngezinye zenhlupho ezibhekane lamantombazana emazweni asathuthukayo ezenza abantwana bakhule isikhathi singakafiki, bakhathazeke emoyeni impilo yabo yonke njalo kufiphaze amathuba abo okuthuthukisa ikusasa yabo kanye lempilakahle yabo. Unkosazana Precious Simba wasungula inhlanganiso yokunakekela amantombazana iGirl Power Initiative ejonge ukukhuthaza amantombazana asakhulayo ukuthi alalo ilungelo lokuphila impilo ayifisayo esebenzisa amathuba avela kunhlelo zikahulumende.
Ama problems ade bewafesha besesebancane yiwasebenza ukuthi inxa sifika kuma university sobalutshwana. But it is a fact that when we empower women, when we work on women empowerment, all the other issues become easier, should I say, ukuthi siwa achieve ngoba omama are central. So kusho ukuthi nxa singafaka imali sibafundise sinama gains.
Nkosazana Lindile Ncube osebenza labasakhulayo uthi kungabe kulenhlupho eziningi ezibhekane lamantombazana kodwa ohulumende sebazama ukuqeda lolu dubo ngokulinganisa amathuba amankazana labafana.
Qakathekile ukufundisa abantwana bamankazana. Abantwana bamankazana babengcindezelwe ukuthi bangafundi kuthiwa ngoba bazakwenda. But kathesi sokulingana abafana namankazana ngoba omama labo sebekhonisa babe ngamaloya, babe ngama-ministers. So kumele bafundi. And then khona lokho nje ukuthi umntwana ongumfana ngeweqakathekiswa.
Njengoba eleZimbabwe linanza leli langa, lithuba lokuthi ohulumende kanye lozulu azihlolisise azinuke amakhwapha ngendlela amantombazana aqhubeka ephathwa ngayo elizweni okwenza kube nzima ukuthi abantwana laba babe lesizathu sokukhuthazeka ukuthi baza kubalela kusasa lapho abathola amalungelo abo ngokugcweleyo kukhangelwa nempumela yenhlolisiso eziphathwayo ukuthuthukisa impilakahle yabo. Ngimele iStudio 7, ngingunothando Spanda.
Kwezemidlalo, iqembu le-FC Platinum yilo eselihlezi phezu kwengalane yemiklomelo ye-PSL. Okuninga sikuzweni kuJoseph Njanji.
Iqembu le-FC Platinum liwe ngotshikelo obhanqa 0-0 liqembu le-Cape United ngomgqibelo okuyimpumela ekhuphule inani lemiklomelo elilawulayo kumashumi amabili lesikhombisa. Lokhu kudale ukuba lindize liyehlala phezu kwengalane njengoba iqembu le-Islanders lona ebelihlezi phezulu phambilini kwemidlalo yangempelaviki lile miklomelo yangamashumi amabili lesithupha. Iqembu le-Islanders likundawo yesibili njalo lilingene ngemiklomelo leqembu le-Cape United lona elihlezi endaweni yesithathu. Umdlalo obekumele udlalwe liqembu le-Islanders lidibana leqembu le-Triangle kanye lobekumele udlalwe liqembu le-Cholocho linqikilana lele-Mutare City idluliselwe phambili njalo umqeqeshi weqembu le-Cholocho uLizwe Sweswe uthi abakatholi ukuba imidlalo izadlalwa nini.
Last week I think isezaba ngokugcina lapha maybe lapho kudlalwa khona iZNA asikatholi official qualification.
Endaweni yesine engalaneni yemiklomelo kuhlezi iqembu le-Dynamos lona elile miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lantathu ngemva kokunqobela i-Border Strikers nge-2 kanyangesonto. Kundawo yesihlanu kule qembu le-ZPC Kariba lona elile miklomelo ngamashumi amabili lambili njalo lelo elitshaywe nge-1 kanyala iqembu le-Ngeze Platinum. Iqembu le-Triangle lihlezi endaweni yesithupha lile miklomelo elitshumi lathoba muno munye njalo ngemva kwalo kulamaqembu amathathu ale miklomelo elitshumi lesikhombisa wona abalisa ele-Chicken Inn elebulawayo City kanye lelengezi Platinum. Iqembu le-Chicken Inn lidliwe liqembu le-Chapungu nge-2-1 ngomgqibelo ukuthi iqembu lebulawayo City litshayele wangenge-1 kanyangesonto. Kundawo yechumi kule qembu le-Harare City lona elile miklomelo elitshumi lesithupha njalo elibe ngotshiki lobhanqa leqembu le-Haumine 0-0. Abafana be-Haumine bakundawo yechumi lanye njalo bale miklomelo elitshumi lanhlanu okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Chapungu kanye leqembu le-Wange. Iqembu leMutare City lihlezi endaweni yesithathu nxa usuka ngaphansi kweNgalane njalo lilemiklomelo yithoba munemunye, kuthi iqembu leTsholotsho lisendaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kweNgalane lilemiklomelo yithoba munembili. Iqembu leBot Strikers yilo elijeke amanye wonke lisemsileni weNgalane njalo lilemiklomelo yesithupha. Olunye udaba olumelana lomdlalo wenguqu, iqembu elimela ilizwe lePortugal yilo eliphakamise isicoco emncintiswaneni owe-Euro 2016 ngemva kokunqoba iqembu laseFrance nge-1 kanyangesonto. Ngokokuqala ukuba ilizwe lePortugal liphakamise linkezo kumbali yalo mncintiswano njalo lephule inhliziyo zezizalwane zaseFrance okuyilo ilizwe ebeliqoqela imidlalo. Ngiyimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Siyabonga Joseph Njanji. Silugqiba ke lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo. Igama lami nguChris Gande. Silijiya kuStudio 7 Live Talk. Lilale.